Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Snow. This is the show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So, if you're listening for the first time, join me now as we explore what makes our music scene here in Newfoundland and Labrador so special. And if you're still sticking with me right now, be a part of my mission of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector one song at a time. How can you do that? By leaving a review for this podcast, by liking and subscribing to it through Apple Music or Spotify, and letting your friends know about the episodes so you can share them with your friends. And you can also subscribe to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel for full-length video versions of the podcast episodes with the guests that I have each and every single week. And this week is no different. We're going to be talking with the guy that is responsible for putting off the RPM Challenge here in Newfoundland and Labrador. He is the executive director of Unpossible NL, the operators of the RPM Challenge. We're talking with Elling Lien, who is the guy responsible for running the RPM Challenge as they are now in their 18th year in Newfoundland and Labrador. We talk about the program's origins in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, back in 2006, and how it first got installed here into Newfoundland and Labrador in 2008. Elian talks about his favorite memories of the RPM Challenge and what he expects from this RPM Challenge as February is just around the corner. We'll get to all that in my conversation here on the Musical Connections podcast, and this was such a fun one to do. And this challenge is such a great challenge to see so many musicians get outside their comfort zones and really be themselves creatively. We're going to have some of those on Newfound Releases over the coming weeks. In the meantime, we got some Newfound Releases to bring your way. These songs were released between January the 19th to the 25th. And we kick it all off with a brand new tune from Area. And from them, to kick off Newfound Releases this week, here is Obsessive Minds, right here on Newfound Releases. We'll be right back. With Obsessive Minds, that was Area on Newfound Releases, and they spell it A-E-R-I-A. And Alex Murphy is one of the members of that group. I'll be hearing a brand new song from This Day coming up on next week's podcast, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. Right now, we have a brand new album from Boys Who Think. Thanks to Evan West for sending these off to me. And from their brand new album, here is Silent Flight from Boys Who Think on Newfound Releases.
No use talking about the ways the curtains fall about the window. By the door, there's no use singing about.
That was Boys Who Think with Silent Flight on Newfound Releases. Frank is our next Newfound Release of the Week, and Frank is spelled F-R-A-N-K with the F and K being capitalized. He is with the collective Progressive Entertainment, And from Frank now, here is Robbery on Newfound Releases.
Biz on the track.
T4 Beats made this.
Yeah. I've been cooking in the studio, just trying to get my vibe right. Ain't doing it for booty or doing it for the limelight. Weighing and I'm making a cut when I know the time right. Stepping in my section, you better make sure your rhyme's tight. 2020 vision, I see it in night in hindsight. Your body is a temple, a weapon, just get your mind right. I've been on the grind, I'm gonna blow up like Mount Vesuvius. Rocket taking off, that mean you know that I shine bright. I was patient and chasing, but now I'm arrogant. Doing this for Jason, so me and you no comparison. Embarrass them and leave your head spinning just like a Pharisee's. If you had a leg up, hold on to it, you should cherish it. I was gone, but I'm back, you in the background now. You rap shit and y'all whack, don't come back round now. I got bars, I ain't talking like we back downtown. In the ring, no, I'm raw and I'm coming to lay the smack down. Y'all suckers, I'ma ruin your day. If you step in our lane, you catching nothing but flame. You a puppy little boy, I'm a grown great dane. I make moves, make money, and y'all still lame. A machine shot collar, I'm always something you ain't. The regime not falling, you might as well go and hurt. Seen signs, tied dollar, a psycho like Norman Bates, huh? Priceless, now we talking like Robin Banks. I got this fire and it pent up on my chest. I aspire to get higher, admiring the best. On a roll like a tire till you flatten like the rest. Get the truth, I'ma tell you this ain't hard as it gets. Who am I carving through next? You ain't as hard as the test. Social media flex, they only do it for checks. A lot of y'all stay chatting but don't do shit. If you plan to take shots, no, I won't miss. Spend a quarter of my life steady building with bricks. No more the homie cause you know the charges won't stick. And I'm sick of never getting the credit that I deserve. I'm a disease, infiltrate until you in the dirt. Me the uncrowned king, steadily grind to survive. I stay working cause I ain't done after 9 to 5. Better recognize that I'm fucking coming for respect. And if they don't, better know that I'm coming for their neck. Yeah. Better know that I'm coming for their neck. It's your boy Frank. Progressive Entertainment on motherfucking day. I think that just spoke for the fucking self. A lot of y'all wanna chat my name. Chat in my fucking face and say something, bitch.
Bears on the track.
That was Frank for you on Newfound Releases with Robbery. We now have our first new song from these guys in 5 years. Who are the guys I'm talking about here? Josh Sandu and Andrew Late. They are better known as Ruben Rake. They are working on a brand new album set to come out later this year. And here is the first single from that new record. Beautiful tune here from the guys. This is Pocket Picker on Newfound Releases.
Picked a couple pockets that night in Italy. It was just enough to get by for a vagrant refugee. You were trading a few stories about where you all would be. When you're only 21, I guess all the world is green. You were dreaming of a highway on an endless stretch of land. Said soon I'll be a trucker, boys, that's the only plan. And I have heard in Canada, every woman, she is blonde. One is waiting for me there, so it's best I move along. Feel the heat of the gun, there are no thoughts, you just run. Say hello world, I'm a-coming for ya. Took the big wheels in and traded up the caravan. Taken by the language, but they were always making fun. Back home they did the same thing when you used your mother's tongue. If you make an honest dollar, it don't matter where you live. After you buy the bread, someone siphons off the rest. Feel the heat of the gun, there are no thoughts, you just run. Say hello world, I'm a-coming for ya. Took the big wheels in and traded out the caravan. Just what you said, still you're barely getting on.
Brand new tune there from Ruben Rake. That was Pocket Picker here on Newfound Releases. We now have a brand new single for you from Selena Boland. Here's Someone to Lean on Newfound Releases.
Have I lost my way? All of my friends are drinking wine. I cannot say what I'm doing tomorrow, but I've got a little comic book in my hand. And in a childlike way, I try to understand. You're never gonna love thinking of yourself. You're never gonna try until you truly feel a thousand times. You'll never wanna be with just anybody until you've been alone. Someone to lean on. I'm feeling blue. Cause I am 10 years behind you. You've got a car and a cabin by the ocean where you take your children swimming in the summer. But I've got a little comic book in my hands, and in a childlike way, I try to understand. You're never gonna love thinking of yourself. You're never gonna try until truly fail a thousand times. You'll never wanna be with just anybody until you've been alone for way too long, and you'll fall to your knees.
You're never gonna love thinking of yourself. You're never gonna try until you truly fail. Got someone to lean on.
And that was a brand new tune there from Selena Boland from her album Take My Heart and Run with Someone to Lean On. And our last newfound release is a first timer here on this segment. It is from Taylor Tigress. She is a hip-hop artist from St. John's, and you may have heard her name from the events that People, Music, Community, NL have held off. Right now, here is Taylor Tigress's new single to wrap up Newfound Releases for the week. Here is Sink Your Teeth In, right here on Newfound Releases.
Taylor Tigress. If you're fucking with me, then let me hear it. Get it up, you gotta make me believe it. Hungry for the tiger, so I keep on feeding. If you come to play, baby, sink your teeth in. I'm the hottest one in the game, but you know it. I got fire coming out my mouth, flames are blowing. I give it to him good, so I watch him growing. Taylor Tigress on the scene, fast approaching. Big queen energy, got the pussy popping. T.I.G. strategy, make it hard to copy. Keep on teasing till I got him busting out his pocket. He obsessing over me, he trying to lock in. If he fucking with me, then let me hear it. Get it up, you gotta make me believe it. Hungry for the tiger, so I keep on feeding. If you come to play, baby, sink your teeth in. If you fucking with me, then let me hear it. Get it up, you gotta make me believe it. Hungry for the tiger, so I keep on feeding. If you come to play, baby, sink your teeth in. I don't fuck around, no, but I came to play. If you in my stomping grounds, better keep it straight. If you come to see the queen, then don't be late. You gon' obey or I'm gon' be on my way. Putting pressure on him now, don't be slipping. You decide if you want the tigress or the kitten. The kitty purring while he's struggling to fit it in. And if it's good, I'll fit him in again. Get it, get it. Yeah, the tiger's got him begging, begging. Make him wonder how I did it. I'm the greatest, I'll admit it. I'll sink my teeth in. If you fucking with me, then let me hear it. Get it up, you gotta make me believe it. Hungry for the tiger, so I keep on feeding. If you come to play, baby, sink your teeth in. If you fucking with me, then let me hear it. Get it up, you gotta make me believe it. Hungry for the tiger, so I keep on feeding. Baby, sink your teeth in.
That wraps up Newfound Releases once again this week. If you want to find out how you qualify for Newfound Releases for any Newfoundland and Labrador musicians out there, head on over to my linktree.com/ZachSnowNL, and over there you'll find my Newfound Releases guide. It'll tell you everything that you need to know about how you qualify and who qualifies and what you need to include. If you have any other questions about this segment of the podcast and anything Musical Connections related, feel free to send off an email to musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. It is now time to get into the Musical Connections podcast itself. Today, I welcome my guest, who is the executive director of Unpossible NL and the operator of the RPM Challenge in Newfoundland and Labrador, Elling Lien. We talked to Elling about the RPM Challenge's origins in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, plus its first installment in 2008. We also talk about his favorite memories of the RPM Challenge, how important it has been for creative musicians here in Newfoundland and Labrador, and what to expect in this year's challenge as February is just around the corner. We cover all that and more in my conversation this week with Elling Lien here on the Musical Connections podcast. So let's connect with Elling Lien, the operator of the RPM Challenge. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. It is the show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. And January is coming to a close, and February is just around the corner. February in this province for musicians means it is the beginning of another year of the RPM Challenge. It is a global creative challenge to create original music in February and released towards the beginning of March. And joining me right now is the mind that has been running it for almost two decades, Elene Lien.
Hi.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I am lovely. And congratulations on 18 years. This will actually be, I think, year 19 of the RPM Challenge.
It's actually, internationally, it's 20. So it's turning 20 this year, which is a milestone. This started up in 2006 in a town called Portsmouth in New Hampshire. It's funny because a lot of people think that it started here because it's just like something that people own here. Like it feels like like it belongs to them.
Yeah, but like it's become a staple for any independent creator here in Newfoundland and Labrador to really get outside their comfort zones and create music without, you know, having, you know, a set schedule.
Yeah, totally. Yes. I mean, you know what? Like 18 years ago, so I was running the Scope newspaper back in the day. We started up in 2006, actually, and we were looking around for inspiring kind of newspapers and magazines around the world that
wow.
were doing kind of interesting community things because we wanted to do more of that. And we hit on this paper called The Wire, which was in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And someone online was talking about how they were doing all kinds of community stuff. And one of those things was the RPM Challenge. They were just putting a challenge out to their readers to record an album in a month, and they were going to have a listening party at the end. And it was like the response was overwhelming for them. They just, back in the day, it was like they had to, you know, receive CDs. So they had piles and piles of CDs that were like mailed to them in that first year. And it was amazing. And we saw that from here as we were starting up the Scope, myself and Brianna Greeno, who was publisher. And we were just like, you know, I think that would work really well here. So in 2008, we were I think we had Judd Haynes actually draw the cover for the RPM edition. And we put a challenge out to the readers, and people signed up, and 22 albums were completed in that
wow.
first year. Yeah, and that was mind-blowing to us.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But then it started growing even more. Like it was like, what was it, 22? I can't remember. It jumped up to maybe 50 and then jumped up to 75, and then it hit 100, and then it was like up to 130, and then it kind of went down to 100, but it stayed at 100 for almost 18 years, for almost like 15 years now.
So 2008, so this will be the, geez, what year is it now, 2025?
The 18th. This will be the 18th locally, but internationally.
It's pretty insane like how successful this has become since inception in 06 and since you guys took it on in 2008.
Yeah.
Judd Haynes, also another former guest of the podcast. And how did you get involved at first with the Scope? Like what was the Scope back then?
It was a business thing that we started. Myself and Brianna Greeno were together at that time, and I was doing journalism at King's College in Halifax, and we were living in Halifax then. And I, you know, we reached a point where we were like, I really wanted to move home, like everybody, you know, who leaves. And we were just like, you know, thinking one day, like, why don't we make a paper? Because there wasn't something that, city papers, but there wasn't something that focused exclusively as the kind of heart of what they do as listings, which is like something that's missing these days, actually. But it's just a comprehensive listing of everything that's going on in the city. And that is the kind of heart of what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for those 7 years and had a lot of fun and, you know, did all that stuff. But I'm happy to leave it, actually. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, and like journalism has changed a lot since then.
I mean, you pretty much see listings now. Like one of the best examples for me is NL Live Events, and I think they may have filled that void that the Sculpt left. But of course, one of the main reasons I have got you on here is to talk about the RPM challenge.
Totally.
So I explained a little bit of it there in my intro.
Yeah.
Just explain a bit from your point of view, where you've ran it for 18 years. What is the RPM challenge?
Yeah, I should have a spiel now, shouldn't I? Well, it's a creative challenge to anybody to record music in the month of February. And it's open to everybody. It's not a contest. It's free. And these days, you can sign up to record an album. You can sign up to record an EP or just a single track. And really what it's supposed to do is just to help people finish. Like, we give you a deadline. And deadlines are magical in a way, you know, like they just make things happen. Even if it's kind of arbitrary, like we do, you know, it's the end of the month. So like, we're just telling people that they have a deadline. There's no repercussions if they don't meet that deadline or anything, but it's just, I think maybe they just want to, yeah, they want to be a part of something that's you know, other people are doing, but also they don't want to let themselves down. They want to they really work hard to get to
for sure. It's an extra motivation just to really get that project that they've been holding off for a long time to get that across that finish line.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and people use it for all kinds of different reasons in different ways. You know, like it's not genre specific, so you can. Really make something that you want to make. And that has allowed people to, I think it's really cool because it allows people to just make something that they want to make, that they really like, or that they think that their friends would really like. And they're not really thinking about audience beyond that. You know, they're just having fun. And so then when they're doing that, they're just kind of free. And then they... even if, you know, they're not focused on like making something super polished, they're getting ideas out and then they're able to listen back to it and kind of reflect on that. And then the second RPM, they're just like developing their style in a really kind of neat, unique way that is like really an expression of who they are or, you know, what, you know, whatever, you know, everybody's weird, right? I love it. I'm a big RPM fan.
Yeah, I mean, like you've led that charge for 18 years,
yeah.
And now you're the executive director of Impossible NL, which are now running the RPM challenge.
Yeah.
So, the first one you had in 2008 had about 22 albums that were put out that year.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the albums that were put out that year?
I do. I really do. I remember one from the AMFM Dreams, a band from. I think they're based in different places now, but they were based in Mount Pearl at the time. And they were just kind of a basement band that played together. And they released a lot of albums online. But they have made one every year since then as part of the RPM. So they've done 18 albums in that time.
Wow.
And, God, who else? There's Moby Mumblehouse did one that year. There was a band called, I don't think it was This Is Terrible.
It's okay, man.
But Counter Destroyer was one. Anyway, they really stick with me. It does blend together because there are at this point. Because it's been 18 years and it's like 100 every year.
Oh,
it's been
yes.
About it's over 1,800
wow
albums that have been made.
That is insanity.
Yes, it's really nuts.
So your average per year is around 100?
Yeah, these days it's changed now because of the, you know, with the track, we've opened it up so that it's not just albums. It used to be just record 10 songs or 35 minutes, but now the relationship to the album has changed and people, you know, we want to focus on just helping people make stuff. So open it up to EP or a single as well.
So where'd you feel like that kind of, listening from the album to, just the EP and the singles, where do you feel like that changed when it came to this challenge in particular?
It happened. Where did it change? I think, it's just a cultural shift, really. People moved on to Spotify, I guess. They were not listening to CDs as much. Like, this is 20 years ago, right? So, there was that. So there's that shift. People want to focus more specifically on building a track or something, electronic music.
And it seems like it's been that way since Spotify and Apple Music have really become prominent in the way we, consume our music.
Right.
But it makes us appreciate the album that much more as well.
Oh yeah. The album, there's nothing, there's something about an RPM album too. Cause there's usually, it's usually 10 songs and, there is a core group of songs that are like really kind of polished and like well done. And then they push on to the end and they're kind of looser and like more kind of spontaneous. They're just kind of maybe throwing spaghetti at the wall,
seeing what sticks.
Yeah. And those are the kind of like where you're really pushing yourself beyond where you're kind of comfortable even.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Like it pushes people to a point where they're, they're making something new instead of playing it safe or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said in my intro, it's stepping outside your comfort zone to really be creative and really, explore like what you've been hiding in the cauldron for like, geez, months and years upon end.
Totally. Yeah. People, I talk to people about the RPM and who aren't musicians, like don't consider themselves musicians, but a lot of people have a guitar in their closet or they've sang as a kid or like things like that. And then I just kind of remind people that is something that they like to do and it's okay to spend time doing that. Even if you're not a professional or whatnot, it's like really valuable time that you spend with yourself, like developing that stuff.
Now, of course, you've recorded some submissions for the RPM challenge yourself. What's your recording process like?
I don't really have one. I used computers a lot. Like I spent a lot of time making electronic music. So it's a lot of like sitting at a computer.
Okay.
And rearranging things. I started up in, with like a trackers and on my, what was it? An old Mac, Apple laptop. Just sequencing like samples and things like that. Started out with that. And then I have done various things. I've done one with a group of friends. I really wanted to make a, live kind of instrument album, and so I did a kind of weird funk album, and then I I try to push myself a little bit. I did a rap album, which was regrettable.
Oh my god.
But really it's all part of the process, right? It's like, even if no one needs to hear it, even if you like, if you really don't want to have your name attached to it or something, you can create a pseudonym or do it under a band name and submit it that way. Or you don't even have to submit it if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But just don't be afraid of making mistakes or doing something that you think is bad.
Yeah, and like that's probably why this challenge really came into existence in the first place, just to get you outside of that safe space where you got to perfect every chord, you got to perfect every strum of the guitar and every drum line and bass line. And it really just strips all that down and just like allows you to just be yourself and create like what you feel is the best song that you can create or best piece of music you can create. Totally. Whether it be on GarageBand or Pro Tools or something like that.
Yeah. And a lot of it is like using with the tools that you have around you. It's not like... you don't have to buy a whole mixing deck or, even a good microphone or anything. You can use the tools that you have now. And the technology has changed a lot, too, in that, these 20 years too, right? Like cell phones weren't really as prominent a thing back then. But now everybody kind of carries around a little, like a DAW in their pocket.
Pretty much. I mean, they pretty much have GarageBand on their phones, yeah, or they have voice memos and you just record a voice memo to your phone and maybe you release that for the RPM challenge.
Yeah, people have. People have done all kinds of things. They,
wow.
Yeah, they've recorded themselves, you know, singing, improv singing it as they do the dishes every night. You know, like stuff like that. Or people playing video games and roasting each other. You know, not even necessarily music. It's just like some audio form that they use it for.
It's pretty insane, like, on what has come out of the RPM challenge. Now, out of the 1,800 albums or pieces of music or EPs or singles that have come out during this challenge, can you tell me some of your favorite submissions that you received over those 18 years?
You're going to make me do that, aren't you?
Yes, I will. Yes, I am.
All of the RPMs are my favorites. And I really do believe that. Like, I really feel like everything that I listen to from the RPM, I believe it's like special, and I love it. I don't know. It's a tough call. It's all like I do listen to a lot of them too. Like, I listen to at least one track from each of the albums released even internationally. And that adds up too. It's a lot of time. Actually, the 1,800 albums, if you listen to them end on end, the ones from Newfoundland and Labrador, it would be 44 days of straight listening, 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God. And that's not counting how long the tracks on each album or each single are.
Yeah.
Because one could be 5 minutes, one could be a minute, one could be 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, one could be an hour.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah. I admit it is napkin math, so it might be less, it might be more. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say AMFM Dreams comes up quite regularly in my top list of favorites, personal favorites. They're a band that not a lot of people know, but they're just so, so clever and awesome. And, their songwriting is amazing, and they share the songwriting work between them. And, they vary their style over time. And they're not trying to be professional musicians necessarily, but they just love making music and posting it on Bandcamp and just leaving it that.
Yeah.
Leaving it that at that. They're not like promoting it or anything, or even playing shows, although they should.
Yeah, for sure. Now, for those who are nervous to really, you know, take that step to participate in this challenge, how can people get involved?
Well, they just have to go to the rpmchallenge.com website, and there's a bunch of, you know, information about what it is and if it's right for you, and you can sign up there. So you sign up and you leave a little note about what you're intending to do and what the album, what length you're shooting for, and where you're from, and then you get on a list, an international list. And you're also invited to join the Discord server, which is like I do love it. It's about 2,000 people on there, and it's quite active all year even.
Wow.
Yeah. Really lovely group of people. There's and we do actually a little tiny version of the RPM every month. There's the Record Every Month Challenge.
Wow.
REM. Nothing about the band. Actually, in the rules, it's listed that you can't do REM covers for that. And that's ends up being about 40 tracks every month, and we get together for an online listening party. And there are people from England, there are people from west coast of the U.S., elsewhere in Canada, Montreal and Toronto, and then the east coast of Canada, or sorry, of the U.S., and also like sometimes from Australia or New Zealand, little pop-up people who just like find this community, find it like a comfortable place to be, and then they hang out there and just make friends with other people who love making music.
So how powerful is that tool, like the internet, like helping, you know, grow our music sector? Like, how powerful is the internet?
I mean, it's a complicated kind of thing, right? Over the pandemic, I really, you know, was excited, you know, excited to reach more people and have the world kind of come together more over these kinds of things. And it has really, but the pandemic, where it was all kind of forced online and we couldn't do any local events, that really kind of took a bit out of it. Because here in St. John's, it's a social event. It's a community. So it kind of diffused that a little bit in a sad way, you know? But it's coming back, you know, like we just did a speed PowerPoint presentation series at Bannerman Brewing Company, and you know, Jake Nickel and Velmi and Maria Cherwick Chris McGee did presentations on the RPM Challenge and making music, and it was a lot of fun. And plan to do more of those things. We're going to do also I haven't figured out the details yet, but Jake Nickel is on deck for helping people record music as well. Like, he's an amazing producer.
Amazing, one of the best
recording engineer. And he has this amazing thing that this Phonatomat. It's like a converted camper trailer that he's converted into a mobile studio, like a recording studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's toured that around Newfoundland, recording like pipe organs at churches in Newfoundland just last summer. But the year before, he did recordings at Holdfast, the Eastern Edges Art Festival. And it was just labor, just position there, and people could book time to record something, and they recorded it on a tape using solar power. Anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really neat, and Jake is amazing, brilliant human. I'm excited to have him do that. We might do it in the trailer. Might be cold. Might be buried in snow. But we'll
I would love to be there and see that firsthand myself.
Yeah, apparently it has a little wood stove in it. So maybe we'll. Yeah, fire that up, you know.
Oh, nice. Have a few marshmallows on there.
Totally. And that's the kind of, like, you want to make it something that is, like, you're bringing people together. And
yeah, some very intimate.
Having a kind of special experience. That's really, making music is great, but it's also the sharing and having other people listen to it that really closes that loop.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it really a beautiful thing.
So how important is this challenge for musicians here in this province? Like, how important has the RPM challenge been for them?
I don't know. I think it's been great. I mean, I hear a lot of people say that they, people do it over and over. So they consider it really useful, or like, it feels good. I don't know how important. I think a lot of people, I think it, you know, it's quite important. I don't want to say that it's super important, but it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I could say it's super important because it gives it, again, the people that opportunity to really, you know, create some very special or get those projects over the finish line that they've been holding off for a long time. And it really brings the community together. It's really, at the end of the day, what music is all about.
Yeah, really. I like that it's, you know, it's not commercial. It's not about popularity. It's not about making music that is even good, quote unquote. Like, if you wanted to set out and make a bad album, you could do that. Isn't that liberating? It's like, great. I'm just going to, you know, make some noise and that's it. And then I'll have an album. I just love giving that to people and having that as a thing that happens here.
So, what's the criteria for the RPM challenge for people who do want to participate this year?
Criteria is very loose, limited, you know, like, it's really the deadline is the only thing. You have to, you sign up for the album, EP, or single. And, you can use material that you've already started, but a lot of people do write new material for in the month. It's a great practice to do, like to a little crucible that, you know, you get in there and you make something new. But you can finish things that you've been working on. You don't want to rule that out. But then you finish it, and then you, on March 1st at midnight, is your deadline for uploading it to the system. And then after that, we compile the international global listening party and have a listening party together online. And here in town, we have a local listening party where people can get together. And but it ends up being like it's again, it's like 100 tracks or whatever, right? So it ends up being quite a long time. It's from last year, it was like 6 p.m. to 10:30 or 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's straight through.
Yeah. 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 Nonstop.
It's pretty nuts, man. Now, of course, that's March 1st is the deadline to upload. So that's when we can expect a lot of the RPM releases to, come out.
Totally. Yeah. And that's, people who love music in Newfoundland, they kind of watch for that time too. They see a lot of Bandcamp links being posted online. On Instagram or Facebook, wherever people go, Blue Sky,
Blue Sky X,
yeah,
TikTok,
yeah.
So, what are you working on this year? I almost forgot your name again,
Elling.
Ellion. I'll get it right eventually.
No worries, Elling. I haven't decided yet. It's fraught territory, but I last year I made music using this thing called Suno, which is a AI generated music making thing.
Wow.
It's just, I've had a lot of fun with it, and I don't ever intend it to be commercial or anything like that. So I feel, it's complicated territory for how these algorithms were trained, using music that people didn't really give consent for, things like that. I'm just playing around with it and seeing what I can do. And I find it, it's got a kind of instant gratification aspect that I really enjoy. I don't have a lot of time to make music, so this is something that helps me do that.
So what do you hope to take away from this year's RPM Challenge?
I just hope they have fun. That's really it. Even if you don't finish anything, it's not time wasted. It's time that you spent making music or like thinking about it or like thinking about a project that you wanted to do. That's really all what it's all about. It's not about results or, anything like that. It's about you making something.
Now, while we're actually going to get to one of those RPM submissions from last year, I'm going to get to one from Tiny Keys that they put out last year from Kelly McMichael and John Moran,
mm-hmm.
Great friends and great musicians in their own rights, also put out great albums this past year. So for people who want to find out more about the RPM Challenge here and around the globe, where can people go when it comes to, say, website and socials?
RPMChallenge.com is the place to go, and that'll direct you to all the other places. Tiny Keys, they're great. Kelly McMichael is this weird side project that they do just for fun, where they're just like messing around with stuff. And Kelly has made several RPMs over the years and has said that the RPM process is where like the deadline is kind of really great. And she's so amazing and successful. But I love that they've kept a foot in the RPM world where they can just play and have fun.
Yes. I mean, you never forget where you came from. You never forget where you started.
Totally. Yeah. And this is for professional musicians, like it becomes this thing where, you have to satisfy an audience or you have to satisfy your label or whatever. It becomes work. But these are people who love music and love playing with music and experimenting. And so then the RPM challenge can give them an opportunity to explore in a way that, and reconnect with the kind of fun part of music that they used to feel, you know?
Big time. And once again, that website is rpmchallenge.com.
That's right.
Well, Eileen Lien, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the Musical Connections podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of this year's RPM Challenge when all the songs are put out in March. So thank you so much for coming on the show, and thanks again for doing this.
Thank you. Lovely time. Thank you.
And that was Eileen Lien, the operator of the RPM Challenge here in Newfoundland and Labrador. He is also the executive director of Unpossible NL. You can head on over to rpmchallenge.com to look at the participants for this year's RPM Challenge. Just search up NL in the search bar and it'll show you all the entrants for this year here in Newfoundland and Labrador. One of the participants from last year was Kelly McMichael and John Moran's side project, Tiny Keys. From the Return of Tiny Keys EP, here is Victory on the Musical Connections podcast. We'll be right back. That wraps up the Musical Connections podcast for another week. Big thank you to Elling Lien for being my guest on Musical Connections, and to all the musicians who've contributed their songs for newfound releases. If you want to stay connected with the Musical Connections podcast, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Zach Snow, Zach Snow NL on Instagram, and you can also subscribe to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel. There you'll find video versions of my conversations from this show. And coming up on next week's show, we're going to be talking with one of the fastest rising producers in Newfoundland and Labrador. We're going to be talking with songwriter and producer Jacob Critch. We'll talk to him all about his success in the J-pop and K-pop markets. He is also the co-founder of Songflow. We're going to talk to him all about that, plus his publishing deal with Melogram, which allows him to go into those markets, and his future plans for 2025. We'll cover all that and more next week on the Musical Connections podcast, which drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. That wraps up episode 109 of the Musical Connections podcast. Thank you so much once again for connecting with me this week. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me next week where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to each other, and most importantly, stay connected. Bye for now.